Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:07 and you're joined here with Evelina Potocka.
And Chris Farman. Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo, bardzo, bardzo serdecznie.
Good morning. It's a fantastic Friday as well. Yes, the weather. I wasn't sure whether to wear trousers or shorts today.
No właśnie, tak jak mówił Robert Silski, super ciepło. Idziemy ku wiośnie, springtime.
It's getting there, maybe another month or two.
Yeah, and probably your hearts are also very, very, you know, hot and red. No bo ile dni? Six days left for to Valentine's Day.
I know. And already you have plans, I assume?
The best plan is not to have one.
Okay, spontaneous. Okay, not so bad. I don't know if your partner will be happy with that, but yeah, we will see.
But probably you have everything planned already.
No, not at all. This year I am taking on the role of being the single man.
Oh, ladies.
Yes.
Facebook page. Text us. 6306066. Joking.
I might get a few proposals. Who knows?
O, proszę, a jednak. No dobrze. Jest piątek, 11:08.
We are here again, Friday. We started last Friday, and we are now back with you again. So Friday, 11 till 12, and again tomorrow. 11 till 12.
Pamiętajcie o tym, że już właśnie nie tylko soboty, ale również piątek to jest ten dzień, gdy jesteśmy z wami od 11 do 12.
And we do have some amazing things to be won today as well.
Tak.
We have quite a few giveaways, in fact.
Cóż mam w dłoniach? To są bilety do kina.
Fantastic. Okay, so two pairs of tickets for the cinema.
And this one. To jest
dopiero gratka. Talk about this a little bit later. This is a surprise.
Exactly. This is a surprise. So it's time for Friday I'm in Love.
Yes, exactly. Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. Fantastic song. Let us know where you are this morning. You can let us know on 603-060606. Maybe you're in the office, maybe you're driving to work. Let us know where you are. And we're back. That was The Cure, Friday, I'm in Love. And what a fantastic song for today.
Yeah, it's basically, I think it will be our song for Friday.
I think so. I'm really happy with that song. It's fantastic. Great way to start the Friday.
Yeah, and happy are also Margaret and Daria. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm they listening. Are listening.
Pozdrawiamy dziewczyny bardzo serdecznie.
I kind of, I'm imagining them in my head right now. Like, are they just sitting next to the radio and listening for the whole hour? Or
and smiling.
Exactly. Are they doing something? Who knows?
So możecie też napisać 63060606. No i mamy temat dzisiejszego spotkania i ten temat to walentynki.
Exactly, yes. And okay, Evelina, come on. What do you have planned this year for your partner?
Oh,
is he listening? Will he be listening?
I should say yes, he does, so that I don't have to say it. No, he's not.
He's not listening? Why is he not listening?
No, he's at work, man. There are people who work. Nie, no dobrze, to moje plany walentynkowe to będzie tak. Going to Dubai, visiting okay. Burj Khalifa, and having a fantastic dinner or supper at the top of it. Okay. But basically, I think skończymy na kebabie na Przymorzu. I tak to będzie. So now it's, I'm asking you, my dear.
That sounds like a fantastic plan.
Najlepszy, spontaniczny.
This Thursday. And it's a Thursday, so it's okay because it's not too depressing for the single people. Because it's a Thursday, it's a normal weekday, so you don't feel like you must do something.
And on Friday, you have the singles holiday.
Yep, singles holiday, yeah. And I tried to get Radio Gdansk to organize a speed dating event, but nobody looked too impressed when I mentioned this.
But you can still text us, maybe we can arrange something.
I would love to do like a on-air matchup, yeah. Fantastic.
Proszę bardzo, Chris ma ręce pełne roboty, jest gotowy do pracy, w razie czego piszcie 603060606 i naszego Facebooka koniecznie odwiedzajcie. Mam trochę statystyk, jeśli chodzi o Polaków i okay. walentynki. Mm-hmm. Prawie 40%, 40% ma neutralny stosunek do tego święta.
Okay, so they're
czyli
very neutral,
ani na tak, ani
yeah,
na nie.
Yeah.
Natomiast 16%, prawie 17% walentynki to przereklamowane komercyjne święta. A 25% to okazja do celebrowania miłości.
That's not many. That's quite surprising.
Walentynki to it's not that Polish holiday.
Yeah, I know, but isn't it not just a fantastic time to
And to express honestly, your love.
Yeah, exactly. And I think those people that don't express it, secretly their partners are a little bit mad at them, you know, just because they are expecting something.
Mój psycholog. I
think, yeah, everybody is expecting something on this day.
Yeah, but people, I think they tend to think that you should express love every day, not only during the Valentine's Day, but still, this is the day, this is the chance.
Of course, of course. And then, of course, we have other days like Women's Day and this kind of stuff. Shouldn't we express this every day?
Właśnie, właśnie, punkty zbiera Chris. How is it in Great Britain? In
actually,
the UK?
Funny fact is in the UK we have 15% of women send flowers to themselves on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are single women or
I would hope so. Yes, I would hope so. Yeah, 15% of women send flowers to themselves.
Ciekawe jakie. Which flowers? That's the point.
11.5% will buy themselves something special for the holiday. Yeah, so they might go out and buy themselves chocolate, a tub of ice cream maybe, mm-hmm. a Netflix membership. Who knows?
And chocolate again?
Yeah.
And ice cream again? Popcorn? Chips? sorry. It's not the
Get a little bit carried away now. So, but we do have a fantastic idea for you guys.
Tak, właśnie, Chris.
We have got your Valentine's Day planned. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry. You don't even have to pay for it. It's fantastic.
Dokładnie.
So we have two pairs of cinema tickets to give away. Plus we have the special prize.
No tak, no powiedz mój drogi, co to jest?
So we have two tickets to Saturday Night Fever, and this is happening in the Gdynia Musical Theatre this weekend, and actually this is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tak.
So it's a little bit of an early Valentine's Day gift, but...
Start to celebrate tomorrow.
Yeah, why not?
Także mamy wspaniałe zaproszenia, to ja jeszcze po polsku tylko powiem. Gorączka sobotniej nocy, gorące rytmy disco i rytmy w kinie. to już inna.
But the question
no tak,
is,
no właśnie.
How to win this? How to win this? So, we want to know your kind of your most interesting dates, your craziest dates. It could have been good, it could have been bad. We've all had bad dates.
But we
as
want
well.
Stories, guys.
Yes, stories. What happened? You know, maybe this was a person that you met and maybe it went absolutely horrible, but now this is the person you're married to. Who knows?
Właśnie, tak też się zdarza.
Yeah, or for example, I don't know, you met somebody on a date and you ended up running away. Have you ever done that? Okay, I've done it once.
Yeah.
Once, yeah. It's
hey, bye-bye.
You know, 5-10 minutes and then... The problem is, if, again, most people will have this problem, if you meet somebody online, the chances are 80% of people, men and women, do not look like their photos.
Tak, i to jest duży problem
yeah.
i to jest nieuczciwe. Nie powinno się tak robić.
Yeah.
W końcu szanujmy swój czas, respect us.
Aha,
and,
aha. They will upload a photo from like 5 years ago. And
tak.
Yeah, it's not such a... I'm sure we've all had the experience.
Tak.
So, all you have to do is let us know your craziest story, your most interesting, your best maybe Valentine's Day date.
Tak, okay. Piszcie do nas, bo mamy czas do 12, więc kto pierwszy, ten lepszy i bardzo interesujące historie interesują nas.
Dokładnie.
Fantastycznie.
So let us know on 603-060606 or you can write to us on our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk. Up next is The Darkness.
I believe in a thing called love.
Steering wheel, touching you.
That is the darkness. I believe in a thing called love.
I love this song. This is so energetic and so positive. Okay, so Marta napisała do Chrisa i do mnie też w sumie.
Marta, I have a nice story. We went to church one day and her husband now, stood up in front of about 100 people and proposed to her in front of the whole church. This is quite amazing.
And she also writes, it was a shock, but it was also sweet.
We also have Joanna, who's at home with the kids. She has flu at the moment, but she is listening. And of course, the winter holidays are about to begin, so she has some free time. But she is enjoying the one thing that I absolutely love, a glass of hot wine, Janiec.
O tej porze.
This is the best thing about Poland, I think. It's amazing.
O 11:24, no dobra. Marta, we already
Sorry, Marta as well. Yeah, putting the kids to bed, and obviously the next weekend she will do something romantic.
Maybe a restaurant. Is restaurant romantic?
I think so. It's a little bit common, but it's the usual.
It can be romantic. W tamtym tygodniu byłam na takiej kolacji Dine in the Dark, tak się to nazywa, czyli kolacja w ciemności, i tam też były oświadczyny. Tylko właśnie, czy właściwej osobie się oświadczył ten młodzieniec? No chyba tak, szczęśliwie się to zakończyło. But you don't see
how was this exactly? I would love to go to one of these.
Yeah. Perfect. It's
You can find your mouth with the food?
At the beginning, no.
Okay.
So you have to learn everything from the beginning, even eating. You eat with your fingers.
With your feet? Yeah.
Yes, it's perfect.
Okay. And this is where? Which city?
In Gdańsk. There are many places where you can do this.
Wow.
Ale to jest temat, wiesz, na osobną audycję.
Fantastic.
Ale jest to pomysł na pewno na spędzenie uroczych i romantycznych walentynek. Ja mam tutaj jeszcze taką małą statystykę, jak planujesz spędzić tegoroczne walentynki, i jednak wygrywa intymny wieczór w domu.
Spending time at home.
But, romantic one.
Okay.
It's not that
candles,
so spending, like,
rose petals.
It's not
on
your
the floor.
Style with a film or a movie or something. It's a bit different, you know.
So, we are asking you guys for the chance to win some cinema tickets and the fantastic surprise prize giveaway of Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever. Saturday Night Fever. Tak samo. Tickets in Gdynia Music Theatre.
Yeah, but it's very important that it's with English subtitles.
Okay, so even the foreigners. Chris. Okay, so I'm sorry, I missed that part.
So it's basically for you guys, for English speakers.
Yes. So, text us in at 603-060606 and tell us your fantastic, most interesting dates.
Reklama. Pokołyszemy się?
Do tego?
Wykręcasz się?
Nie.
Ale wiercisz się.
Nudy tu straszne.
Wymiksujemy się stąd?
Zabujałeś się we mnie.
Nie owijasz w bawełnę.
Spoko, ty też kręcisz mi się w głowie.
Zakręcone walentynki tylko na antenie Radia Gdańsk. Chcesz poczuć motyle w brzuchu? Zagraj z nami w walentynkowym konkursie. Do wygrania romantyczna kolacja dla dwojga w gondoli koła widokowego Amber Sky, a także inne włoskie i hiszpańskie podkręcające nagrody.
Rzeczywistość zachwyca. Poznaj ją dzięki nowemu SUV-owi Renault i przekonaj się sam. Nowe Renault Kadżar z komfortowym wnętrzem, nowymi silnikami oraz nowoczesnymi technologiami. Już od 78 900 zł. Szczegóły oferty w salonach.
Zapraszamy do salonów Renault Zdunek w Gdańsku, Sopocie i Gdyni.
W sobotę 9 lutego o 17 Trefl Sopot zagra w Ergo Arenie z Hydrotrakiem Radom. Do niedawna grającym w lidze jako Rosa. To kolejne bardzo ważne spotkanie dla Trefla, w którym Sopocianie będą chcieli wywalczyć bezcenne 2 punkty. Wspólnie pomóżmy żółto-czarnym odnieść zwycięstwo. Bilety już od 10 zł na serce sopotu.pl. Na mecz zapraszają Treflesa, producent puzli, gier i zabawek. Miasto Sopot, Port Lotniczy Gdańsk oraz Grupa Giepec. Ergo Arena, sobota, godzina 17. Bądźcie z ekipą serca Sopotu. Koszykarzom kibicuje Radio Gdańsk.
17. kolejka Energa Basket Ligi Kobiet. Koszykarki Arki Gdynia w szlagierowym spotkaniu podejmą u siebie Wisłę Kanpak Kraków. Hala gier Gdyńskiego Centrum Sportu przy ulicy Olimpijskiej 5, sobota 9 lutego, godzina 17. Wstęp bezpłatny. Więcej informacji na basketgdynia.pl.
Koszykówka to gra zespołowa. Dołącz do nas. Pozdrawiam, Paulina Misiek.
Na mecz zapraszają VBW Engineering Miasto Gdynia oraz Zarząd Morskiego Portu Gdynia S.A. Koszykarkom kibicuje Radio Gdańsk.
Zabawne lub eleganckie, owocowe lub czekoladowe. Niebiańsko-pyszne torty na każdą okazję od Bliklego. Na hasło Radio Gdańsk kupisz je z 25% rabatem. Cukiernia Blikle świętuje 150 lat tradycji. Odwiedź nas. Adresy na blikle.pl.
Ford Big Autohandel. Witamy w świecie Forda. Ruszyła wielka przecena w salonie Forda w Gdańsku. Nowego Forda Focusa można teraz kupić w cenie starego modelu, oszczędzając nawet 17 tysięcy złotych. W ofercie wyprzedażowej również inne modele w atrakcyjnych cenach. Szczegóły w salonach Big Auto Handel. Wydasz mniej. To pewne.
Poranne pasmo programów na żywo w telewizji Gdańsk od poniedziałku do piątku.
Zaczynamy wcześnie. Pierwsze wydanie Panoramy już o 7.30.
O 8.30 skrót najważniejszych informacji.
Nasi reporterzy będą wszędzie tam, gdzie dzieje się coś ważnego.
Powiemy, jaka będzie pogoda na Bałtyku i na całym Pomorzu.
7.50 jesteśmy na żywo w programie Dzień Dobry tu Gdańska. W nim ważne tematy, ciekawi goście i interesujące rozmowy.
Podpowiemy, na co wybrać się do kina, teatru czy opery.
Odwiedzimy niezwykłe miejsca i zaprosimy na wydarzenia w regionie.
Zajrzymy również do pomorskiej prasy.
Pokażemy sukcesy lokalnych sportowców, zapowiemy najbardziej emocjonujące rozgrywki.
I pogotujemy. Oczywiście będzie to zdrowa kuchnia.
Poranne pasmo programów na żywo w Telewizji Gdańsk od poniedziałku do piątku, od 7.30 do 9.00.
Reklama.
It's 11:30 and here's Stephen Baker with the news.
Radio Gdańsk English Service.
RGEN News. Russia's new gas pipeline will lessen Europe's energy security. The tensions between France and Italy are becoming more serious as France recalls its ambassador to Italy. Accusations have been filed against five people involved in the wild reprivatization in Warsaw. Visegrad 4 and Germany are drafting the projects to help Morocco. And in local news, Solidarity is withdrawing from the Council and the Historical Council of the European Solidarity Centre. 1,500 secondary school students marched on the streets of Gdansk. Good morning. Russia's new gas pipeline will reduce Europe's energy security. The United States ambassadors to Germany, Denmark and the European Union say that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline poses a threat to the European Union. The EU's dependence on Russia's gas will be staggering. More than 75% of gas will flow through Russian pipes. This gives Moscow cash to exert its military aggression in Ukraine and Syria. Nord Stream 2 is still being built. Europe has time to stop Russia's pipeline from influencing the EU energy market. The European Parliament and the European Commission agree that the revisions should be introduced to the third energy package gas directive. Tensions between France and Italy are becoming more serious as France recalls its ambassador to Italy. France accuses Italy of unfounded attacks and outlandish claims by Italian authorities. The feud started in June 2018 when Italy's Five Star Movement and right-wing League Party entered into a coalition. Immigration is at the center of the feud. Accusations have been filed against five people involved in controversial reprivatization in Warsaw. Five people arrested on Wednesday face allegations of corruption and failure to fulfill the obligations. Verdicts were released against the three of them, a notary public, his attorney and the main expert of the Warsaw Municipal Property Office. Two businessmen involved in the scheme to evict Warsaw council tenants and sell their homes for a huge profit were also arrested. The financial loss incurred by the city of Warsaw amounts to 13.5 million zloty, according to the prosecutors. Meeting of the Visegrad 4 plus Germany. The V4 Poland, Slovakia, Hungary and the Czech Republic plus Germany have said during the meeting in Slovakia that they will assist Morocco in solving the external causes for migration. Brexit was also discussed during the group's meeting, where a call for creative solutions was expressed. Relations between the EU and the USA were called a pillar of peace and democracy. Aggressive actions taken by Russia against Ukraine were also discussed. The EU needs to stand united in the realm of sanctions against Russia. Solidarity is withdrawing from the Council and the Historical Council of the European Solidarity Centre. Two leaders from the Solidarity Trade Union wrote a letter to the head of the European Solidarity Centre. It has become a political institution that doesn't unite but divide. There is no legitimacy for our representatives to continue working, and we will suspend them from the Council and also the Historical Council of the European Solidarity Centre. Today will be dry with some sunny spells. Daytime temperatures reaching 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. That was the RGN News and Weather.
Good morning, guys.
You're hard to talk to with that wall around you. Don't look at me that way. What can I do to build that bridge to find you? I don't know what to say. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? Come on and open up my love. Tell me what you need so we don't have this fight. Come on and open up my love. I know it's a front you've been hiding behind. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? I know you want to do that thing you always do. You get in your head. When that door stays shut, it puts this space between us. You make it hard to guess. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? Come on and open up my love. Tell me what you need so we don't have this fight. Come on and open up my love. I know it's a front you've been hiding behind. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? I don't believe the last thing that I said. The real reason you're so upset. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? Come on and open up my love. Tell me what you need so we don't have this fight. Come on and open up my love. I know it's a front you've been hiding behind. Come on and open up my love. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind? Hello, open up. Hello, open up. Yeah, open up. Hello, open up.
That was Matt Simons with Open Up. That is a new Music Friday song.
Exactly, and it was your choice, Chris.
That Matt was indeed
Simons. Okay,
it's quite good. It's got a little bit of a kind of something to it.
It's a nice one.
You don't look too enthusiastic about that. It's not. It's a little bit kind of cowboy country style.
Yeah. It is. The next one will be better because it will
okay.
be mine.
Okay. So we have a few text messages coming. And I love Margaret. This is fantastic.
You love Margaret. Oh, proszę bardzo.
She already has a husband, unfortunately, but But she has a fantastic day planned with her husband. They are going to, now when I read this I didn't exactly know what it was. They are going to go fly in a funnel aerodynamic tunnel. So this is basically one of those plastic tunnels where you put on a suit and it's like you're skydiving but inside, I assume, yes?
Great.
That's really,
I would love to do this.
Where are these places? Like, no, seriously, właśnie. Dine in the dark, aero funnel. Where do you do this in Tri-City?
Co ty robisz w ciągu dnia? Gdzie ty jesteś, człowieku? So, so many things happening here.
I have such a boring life compared to these people.
No, no, no. Dobrze, że jesteś tutaj, to przynajmniej czegoś się, mój drogi Krisie, nauczysz i dowiesz o świecie.
And we have somebody from Melbourne.
Malbork. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Malbork listening. I have met my husband 15 years ago. Oh. It was at a disco in our school and we are still together. Love him so much. Kisses.
Oh,
how sweet.
Lovely. Piszcie do nas koniecznie 603060606 i przypominamy, że te najwspanialsze historie miłosne dziś bardzo chętnie nagradzamy, bo mamy... Co mamy?
Exactly. We have two pairs. Two pairs of cinema tickets for you to win, so this is going to set your Valentine's Day up very nicely. And of course we have the big prize, which is Saturday Night Fever, and this is on tomorrow at 7:30?
Tak.
7:30 p.m.
So with tickets, English subtitles.
With English subtitles.
Tak,
yes, I have to emphasize the English subtitles.
Tak jest. What's your dream gift, dream present, Valentine's one? I jeśli chodzi o Polaków, najbardziej wymarzony prezent walentynkowy to jest a trip for two.
Very nice.
Albo a gift in the form of an experience. Czyli
what
na przykład
kind of experience?
Wspólny masaż, dine in the dark, or skok ze spadochronem, czyli troszeczkę taki aerodynamiczny tunel, albo po prostu parachute and, you know, fly like a bird.
And for those single people out there, so of course right now it is still Chinese New Year because it carries on for the whole week. So Happy New Year to all the Chinese, which are basically like 3/4 of the population in this world.
Tak.
Yep. And the Chinese are very similar to the Polish in some respects.
No ciekawe.
Yes. they're very similar to the Polish. They have some traditions where, for example, if you go home in Poland to your family, very often I've heard this anyway, very often the family is kind of pushing you for, okay, when are you getting married or when are you thinking about having children? This kind of stuff.
Zawsze. Always.
This is quite typical.
Must.
Yeah, and the Chinese are very similar in this respect. So what they have now is an application. We here in Poland, we have Tinder. They have something even better. Their application is called Hire Me Please. And what you can do is you can advertise yourself on there for hire.
Uh-huh.
And the services include playing games, talking with the family, conversation, having a drink.
And you just pay for this.
You pay for it, yes. So you can actually advertise yourself on there, no problem. And per hour, it's around, the prices vary, but around about $315 per hour. Or if you want to spend the whole day with that person, then it's around about $1,500 for the whole day.
Okay.
However, this is huge in China because, mm-hmm, of course, they have like a little bit more of like a lonely feel. They're
and
so busy.
And women, basically. There are a lot of single women in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No właśnie, potrzeba matką wynalazków, but I think it's so sad.
It is, but can you imagine going home to your family and lying to them and being like, oh yeah, this is my girlfriend for 10 years who I met today.
And you paid him.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like this.
Yeah.
So let's play a song, Jungle, It's My Choice, and Casio.
Casio, playing on my heart just like a Casio, breaking it apart so you can let it go. Wait another year, that's not original. I'll send a call, alright, let's go now. Back to my vehicle. They just gonna tell you that it wasn't you. And I
just wanna tell you this is how I feel. I know you feel, I know you feel it. Just like a Casio, drinking it up so you can let it go. We're not here, that's not original. Cynical, our alibi.
Grupa Jungle i utwór KCO to jest taki bardziej Sunday vibe.
Sunday
lazy
vibe.
One.
Exactly,
lazy
not one. A Friday vibe, Evelina. And that was your choice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm disappointed.
No, come on. Now you have some propositions.
We have some propositions for the weekend. So you guys who haven't got plans for the weekend yet and want to know what to do.
Chris will tell you what to do,
I will
guys.
Tell you. Our friends again at Tri-City News have sent us over some ideas for the weekend. And of course, all of these ideas will be on our Facebook page as well. So weekend news, whole weekend, of course, the tickets that we have to give away, Saturday Night Fever, we'll be playing over the whole weekend, English subtitles as well, and tickets, if you don't win our tickets, then tickets are available online, so don't worry. Saturday, the Immigration Museum in Gdynia will hold a language swap event. Lots of people, this is very out of people's comfort zone a little bit. But they will be holding a language swap event so speakers of different languages can learn and teach each other while having a drink. And again, that's totally free of charge and starts from 12 o'clock tomorrow. That could be good. We could go. We could learn something.
To jest also propozycja taka na rendezvous, I would say. It's also this kind of meeting.
Also, for the more hardcore people, we have, hardcore, we have a hip-hop concert tomorrow in the Shakespeare Theatre, Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, from Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes, from Wu-Tang Clan, and that will start. The legendary member of Wu-Tang Clan will be on stage from 9 p.m. And of course, this is a bit of a weird one, but I know some people like cats, but this is a bit of a strange one for me. We have International Cat Show on both Saturday and Sunday. And this is at the Physical Education Academy in Gdansk. Unfortunately, you do have to buy tickets. I don't know why. But they are 5 to 10 swatty though, so very cheap.
But there are a lot of people who love cats.
Yeah.
Seriously. Now you will see in our box message.
If it's a dog show, I fully understand. But a cat, come on. It's... Yeah. They can't really do too much, can they? Like, they're so independent, they don't care about people.
Yeah. You know?
And of course, sports fans, over the whole weekend, we have a few different games. We have basketball happening in the Ergo Arena. And of course, we have Lechia Gdansk playing in the Energa Stadium. So get involved if you're into sports as well. Why not? So that's the weekend plans. And of course, we have still tickets to give away, and we will be announcing the winner in the next part. But to win, all you have to do is send us in your most interesting stories, your most interesting date. Could be bad, could be good. Who knows? But just send it in to 603-060606. So we are back, and this is the time when we announce the winners.
Dun, 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 dun.
So again, like I say, we have some cinema tickets to give away and one fantastic ticket of Saturday Night Fever.
Exactly.
and it looks like we have our winners.
Oh, tak.
So let's start with the cinema tickets. Yes, let's build the tension.
Exactly. exactly. Tak.
You're using my word now.
Sorry.
So for the first winner of the cinema ticket, we have decided to go for Marta. Yes, Marta, whose husband proposed to her in the church in front of 100 people. Congratulations, you are now the proud owner of 2 cinema tickets.
Tak.
Yes. And of course, we will let you know later on how to pick those up. Second, we have...
Should I do this background?
Yeah, this is fantastic. Yeah. We need to get a jingle of this. We have Mariusz. Mariusz, so for me, perfect Valentine's Day gift will be a little time with my wife, only together when both of us don't think about work. Oh. It could be just supper and dancing later.
And it That's can so also cute. Be cinema, panie
cinema.
Mariuszu.
Yes.
Idziecie do kina z żonką.
Yes, Mariusz, you have just won the second pair of cinema tickets. Congratulations. I love this though. He's like, it's so cute. You
tak.
Know, it's just
pozdrawiamy was bardzo serdecznie.
And of course, the winner. We're getting a little bit carried away now. Okay, the winner we have is...
No właśnie.
Margaret. Yes, purely because we love your idea. The funnel aerodynamic flying machine or whatever you want to call it. Congratulations, you have just won 2 Saturday Night Fever tickets.
Tak.
This is happening tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. and of course English subtitles, so you can, you know, tak. Learn something as well.
Szczegóły prześlemy już po naszym programie, and Margaret is, you know, after 10 years of being together, so,
yes.
You know, it's
this might spice
it's
up
not
their
easy.
Relationship
it's a lot
bit.
Of work.
Yep.
10 years together.
You know, Saturday Night Fever in the theater, then they might hit support. You know,
okay, Chris, yeah, you planned already everything
for
this.
Yeah, of course. Don't worry, we've got it sorted. Okay, and in bigger news, we are back tomorrow.
Naprawdę?
We are indeed, yes.
Great.
11 till 12 tomorrow. And of course, we have some fantastic giveaways as well. We have a few prize giveaways, so it's not just today, you have to tune in tomorrow.
Od 11 do 12 i będziemy, tak jak Chris mówi, mieli dla Państwa, dla Was zaproszenia i będziemy jeszcze kontynuować temat walentynek i miłości, because to jest temat, który nie ma końca. Never ending story.
It really is.
Okay, my dear, to co? Dziękuję
It's over.
Ci bardzo. Yes.
It's over again.
But tomorrow
again we are
with
back.
You.
Yes.
Yes, I'm happy. Okay, Chris Farman.
And Evelina Potocka, thank you for joining us. And we will see you again tomorrow from 11 a.m.
Tak, do zobaczenia, pa, pa.